Great day, dear people. Coming to you live, but for y'all recorded on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. Welcome to Two.
Hi, guys.
I don't even know the name of the podcast. What is it called?
Mary Jane's High
and BK. Welcome to Mary Jane's High and BK podcast. Get it? Podcast. Coming to you live today, guys. We're going to bring you fresh new gossip for our ratchet television, fresh new news about our weed, app of the week, Instagram of the week. There's many new things that we're bringing to you here today. I am Steph Keisha. Great day, dear people. And we have my beautiful co-host, Keisha. Got any words for our followers?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Glad to be here
with you guys. So, we're here today with our very first recording after a long hiatus due to some, things. We got to get, business in order, find out how we're going to do it, when we're going to do it, how we're going to give it to you good. And now that we have finally worked out some of the kinks, clearly you can tell I'm winging it right now. We haven't totally worked everything out, but we decided it doesn't matter. As we go, we're going to come together and we'll figure it out. So, today, we're going to start with App of the Week. Oh, okay. App of the Week. Oh, you know what? I know you don't like when I do this. Do you?
She don't even know what I'm going to say, but do you like it when I do it? Do you like it when I do it?
It depends.
Oh, yes. She loves it when I do it, guys. Anyway, I came with two this week only because I was just totally oh my God. Our followers are really going to love it because, again, we are a podcast, so we will have a lot of news about cannabis, the new laws, the old laws, what we're hearing in the world, in the social media world, along with, again, social media ratchet television, shade room, shade. My first app of the week is called 420 Friends. And when I ran across this ad, I was like, oh my God. Because, I'm on a lot of different apps trying to meet a lot of different people because, it's just fun to learn and meet new people. And
is that why?
Yeah, and try to figure out who the fuck they are and how they do it, and just so I can use that information for a later date. Anyway,
okay.
So sometimes I'm really leery about telling people that I smoke because there's still a stigma, which I'm still so surprised at. But I guess with being in certain tax brackets, you gotta frown your nose down on it, even if you do it on a motherfucking low. Anyway, so when I came across this app, 420 Friends, it's a cannabis community. It's much like Tinder. You get to swipe left, swipe right for whom you're interested in. You get to send messages and to find your new smoker friends. And for those who are looking for other things, friends with benefits. What better app to go to than 420 Friends? That was my first one. I was totally excited because, I don't have to lie. I don't have to, no, I don't smoke. When you fill out the bio and they're like, are you a smoker? Sometimes no. Well, I always put no because they trying to motherfucking say that I smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke no motherfucking cigarettes. I smoke some weed.
You could just put it in.
Then they might think I'm smoking crack.
Well, you could put 420. That's what I mean. Put what you smoke in the description. You don't have to say, I smoke weed. You could just say,
you know. Sometimes I don't know that. my next app is called Weed Firm Replanted. Now, when I came across this motherfucking shit, I was like, God, I can really learn some shit over here. So, Weed Firm Replanted, it has a Farmville feel. You guys know Farmville, you had to build your farm, feed your animals, and water the grass and shit. Well, here, you are tending to your weed farm, and you will be called Ted Growing, because that's the character that you take on, Ted Growing. He's an expelled botany student who inherited the pot farm, and he must now grow it into a major growing operation. Depending on where he is, it may not be legal, so he got to fend off freaking thugs, corrupt cops, and also freaking invading aliens. When I saw the invading aliens part, at that point I was oh my God, did they mean immigrants, or do they mean real aliens?
They said aliens. Why would they mean?
Hey, you get a registered alien number when you apply for your visas and so forth. I think, hello, they call you a resident alien. That's what they call you. We'll talk about that if you want to add that in at a later time. But he has to, it's aliens, outer space aliens. You have to attract new customers. You have to plant new strains. You have to cultivate. You have to water. You got to get down and dirty. Definitely. So I was like, okay, so for all you farm villas who smoke weed, now y'all can go and tend to farm and be Ted growing. Got that going on. Yes, ma'am. Those are my two apps of the week. They were. You guys should totally check them out. Remember, the first one I said was 420 Friends. It's a weed community, cannabis community. You get to talk about it, be about it, and don't have to hide about it. And then we have the Weed Farm Replanted. Farmville-like. Plant your weed. Don't get caught. Don't get caught by the cops. Don't get caught, people. Weed farm. We farming up the weed. You know.
Okay. We don't need your fucking lullaby. Right. For the motherfucking app, bitch. Thought. Just give the app.
I had a thought.
What was the thought?
I don't know now.
Oh, God. The thought left, guys.
Yeah, all the time. My mind is fucked up, y'all. I just talking to myself.
Or I have 420 friends shoot. My app of the week is Toker. T-O-T-O-K-R. Toker. Connects cannabis consumers to the perfect products to fit your lifestyle needs and directs you to the nearby dispensaries where you can purchase them. It also tells you where to find the dopest deals. Mm. Dopest, pun intended.
I almost put that as my app of the week. I'm glad I did it.
We're moving on.
Moving along.
Oh, the next segment is the IG page of the week. Mine is Pounds Lifestyle. That's Pounds _ lifestyle. Also, Pounds _ parties. The parties are in Brooklyn, guys. They're really awesome. Steph, Keisha, and I had a chance to attend one recently. Actually, it was on Halloween. It was really fun. They had liquid THC. Is that what it was?
Yeah, well, like, what do you mean by that? I mean, they did, but, like, oh, you mean when we drank the drink? That's what you mean? That's called tincture?
What else would I be talking about?
I mean, I was trying to...
Well, ask me, what do I mean by that? You guys see what the fuck I have to deal with? I'm trying to tell y'all about the party, and she gonna say, you should have seen her. She tilted her head to the side and said, what do you mean by that? Like, I said some foreign fucking thing. Yes, they had liquid THC that we took shots of, bitch. Yes. Did that happen? Yes, it happened. Yes, it was they had tincture. Mushrooms... They had. Were you there?
Yes.
Was it you or was it the other girl?
We had a good
Maybe
night.
She was there. I don't
we
think this bitch was there because she said night. We did. Like,
she was Wednesday Adam, and then she bought me a cat penis and got mad. And
no, I didn't. I brought her a tail that goes on the back of your, you know, pants, and she decided to use it as a penis all night and put it in people's faces.
Only hers. Only Keisha's.
Yeah, she said she was taking it home to
play
with it. So, you guys.
Not like that.
Yeah, okay. Don't try to change it now. Now she want to change it. Okay. But yeah, it was just like a bunch of strangers in a room smoking together and great vibes, having a good time.
We met some other
strangers. Oh, yes, they did.
Candies.
Marvelous.
Cakes, brownies.
Rice Krispie treats.
Popcorn. They had water.
Captain Crunch.
The
water. They had the CBD
water. I mean, they just had water, yes.
Yeah, they had CBD water.
Yes, and it was a good environment. You didn't have to worry. No one was there to fight. Everyone was there to either learn.
No, because everybody was high as fuck.
Yeah.
Tail like a
really,
fuck.
Really
it was a great party.
I went to a second one, actually, a game night. And that was great. I mean, I didn't play any games, but I was there, and I enjoyed the ambiance.
Of course she did it.
Yeah, well, we're going to go again soon, and we're going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and we'll post it on the page.
Yes, so please check out Instagram. What is it, at Pound Cake?
Let me do my IG page of the week, please. Thank you. You can get to yours when it's your turn.
Didn't
your
used to be Pound Cake?
No, I didn't. I don't know. No, I did not. Anyways, at Pounds. Pounds _ lifestyle. I'm not spelling that for you. At Pounds _ parties. Again, the parties are in Brooklyn. The lifestyle, they have things that you can also buy online. So you can check them both out. And I'm passing it over to I Am Steph Keisha. So she can tell you about her page.
So, guys, my page is actually, I found this page. I found this person when I went to a Pounds party. There was a vendor there
So we're gonna, mine is Bud Bundy. It's at Bud B-U-D Bundy B-U-N-D-I. And his title is I Don't Kill, I Heal. So I guess that's a spinoff of Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy ass is out there doing some shit. But Bud Bundy now is a cannabis connoisseur. That's funny. An edible king. He's all about infused foods. He has lots of knowledge about cannabutter. And he's also at the weekly event selling his products. If you're looking for someone who is not only knowledgeable about cannabis and its many uses, but has information about contacts, take a gander at Bud Bundy, B-U-D, B-U-D as in David, B-U-N-D-I, D as in David, I, at Bud Bundy. Take a gander, people. Telling you, I had one of his edibles and I was on my ass. For those who like to be on their asses, totally check out his freaking, oh my God, I had a Cocoa Puffs thingy. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Anyway, it was great, it was great. Check him out, check him out. Passing it over to this.
That wasn't nice. Okay. My strain of the week is called Sweet Tooth. If there's a strain to love first and foremost for its flavor palette, it would have to be Sweet Tooth. The indica boasts a floral and berry smell to it, and smokers will notice the cola taste as soon as it hits their lips. It's a great flower for battling stress. So I chose this one because everybody's talking about like mental health and all that stuff, and I figure, you know, after you talk to your therapist, just bust out the sweet tooth and you will be fine. Come out. Oh, she's so rude. Here she goes with her strain of the week.
Hey guys, Steph, Keisha here. How do you guys feel about strain of the week? I really, really, really want you guys to please comment, send us emails, place commentary. I'm really interested in what do you think about our topics, because it's important. In order for us to keep you entertained, we need to know what you want to hear. My strain of the week is strawberry cough. The reason I chose strawberry cough is for my dear co-host over here, who has a problem smoking some of the higher grades that I smoke. Which are mostly indica strains, because, oh my God, I love it. It keeps you sedated, and listen, I need it because I have a lot of energy and sometimes it's too much, so I love indica strains.
Never too much.
And strawberry cough is a sativa strain. It's a potent, uplifting high. It's a blend of haze and an unknown indica. It smells like fresh strawberries. It has a wonderful berry aftertaste with a hint of spice.
So maybe give like some strawberries.
But I'm not gonna lie, it's very potent. It's potent enough in terms of the cough, like you coughing, like you'll cough from it. Okay. However,
it hurts when you're coughing.
Your mind remains sharp.
It hurts bad.
Okay, but you are able to do the things you need to do. You're able to get up, you're able to move, you're able to be productive. It helps with depression. You know, my strains that I pick, I always like to find what the strain helps you with. And this helps with depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD. It also helps treat muscle pain, spasms, fibromyalgia. You know, there's a lot of people out there suffering with fibromyalgia, pain throughout the body, and I feel terrible for you guys. So if you are someone who partakes in cannabis or you live in a state where its medicinal uses are legal, I would tell you to take a look at strawberry cough. It also helps with neuropathic pain. It's beautiful for you. I'm going to bring it for you. We actually smoked it once. I don't know if you remember, and you didn't feel that heavy high, and you actually said it. And you didn't cough a lot, so. Strain of the week.
Okay. On to the next topic, guys. We're doing a short show today. So I'm moving on to the weed law of the week that was passed, or just some weed information regarding weed laws. I chose New Jersey,
because that's really close to us. And in Trenton, they're moving to make recreational marijuana sales and use illegal for adults. A move that comes after years of debate and a lengthy effort to first legalize and then expand the state's medical marijuana program. Some of the joint panels from the state and the state Senate and Assembly approved a bill on Monday. What's today? Today is Tuesday. So that it really was Monday. Today is November 27th. So on the 26th, Monday, they moved to pass the bill. They approved the bill to regulate, tax, and legalize marijuana. The committees also approved measures to expand the state's medical marijuana program and overhaul the rules for expunging drug-related and other crimes, which is a really big win. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It is. It really is.
Because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous the amount
of brown people. And now all these fucking people are fucking making money off of it. Mm-hmm. With no fucking millions, billions of dollars.
Yeah, it's $1 billion. I'm sure it's $1 billion industry if they really, really opened it up. Like, we solve so many crises off of everybody getting high and being happy and no bad things happening. Because everybody is just like, I don't have time for all of that. Let's be mad, yeah. In the second move today, guys, I don't really care how she feels about it.
So if the bill passes, New Jersey would be the latest state to legalize marijuana and one of the only to do so by vote in the legislature, not a ballot referendum.
Ooh.
That was a hard word for me. That is my my legal shit for the day.
You know what? Mine actually ties into yours. I chose New York State, though, because why not? That's where I live. I had to go a little far back because, excuse me, what I'm going to talk about is moving forward in hopes of things that can happen in the future. So September 1st of this year, NYPD will no longer be able to arrest you for smoking marijuana in public. Instead of an arrest, they will issue a ticket. But let me clarify. I have to clarify. You can still be arrested if you have an open arrest warrant, if you're on parole or on probation, if you have no ID, which I'm really confused about because you're not required to have ID on you in the state of New York. You're not required. It's a lie, but if you don't believe me, go research it. So I'm confused about that one. I'm not required to have identification, but the police are. Anyway, or have been convicted of a violent crime. Is this already in their database? Like, are they just going to go to the computer and be like, okay, John Doe. Ooh, John Doe, he murdered someone in 1975. You're going to get him. Right then and there? Oh, gosh. Or if you're...
It's not like it's a regular database, it's a police database.
If they consider you to be a threat to the public, my question is, what was their idea of a threat?
Because that's subjective.
Oh, no, they told me an example is smoking weed while driving. You can be arrested. And guys, in case you guys don't understand what happens when you get the ticket, a ticket is a criminal court summons. You must show up to the court and issue a plea. Please don't issue a plea. Don't do that. But that's a whole nother podcast. The fines are up to judges. It doesn't mean that because you show up and you enter a plea that you're automatically just going to get a fine and get to go whoop-de-doo out the door. However, a first offense summons, most likely they'll give you a fine of up to $100 for a small amount of marijuana. The charge is technically a violation and not a crime. So because it's not a crime, once you know all of you go through all of that, they seal the record.
Oh.
So that happened September 1st of this year in the state of New York. But I just need you guys to know that they put these little, remember I said, let me clarify. They put those little things in place. Those little, what do you call them? Like guidelines. I call them barriers. Because that's a way to get you in the pen where they want you so they can make more money. They want Governor Cuomo, and this year he also called into the budget, the state budget, for us to do a study on marijuana, the pros and cons of it. And the health department released a report indicating, I didn't get much information other than they indicated that the state should allow adults to legally consume marijuana, but they should also impose a 7-10% tax, which I'm fine with because, again, these monies will go towards so much more and be able to do so much more. But
New York State, even though Cuomo may support the legalization, it still needs to be approved in the state legislature. And if you guys don't know, the Republicans control the Senate. And because the Republicans control the Senate, they have verbalized that they are less than keen on the idea, quote unquote. They are not happy about this, which I'm so confused about. But I just feel they need to be educated. Once they're educated about cannabis, first of all, I just need to know if they know how it ended up as a Schedule One drug. And if they do understand how it ended up as a Schedule One drug, then they understand that it's a harmless drug and it shouldn't be there in the first place. It's some real bogus bullshit. And it's all about money stemming from way, 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 way long ago. But this is my information about marijuana. State of New York, it is legal. It became legal in 2016. But only 12 conditions qualify for its use in New York State, and you are not allowed to smoke it. That is their thing about it. You can't smoke the marijuana, but you are allowed to consume it in another way. I guess edibles, which is very confusing because you still got to buy the weed to extract the THC to then use the butter to bake or make whatever you need to make. I don't understand, but you know, it is medical marijuana is legal. You can't, it's not that you can smoke in the street, you just typically you should not be arrested. You should receive a ticket for a summons to pay a fine, hopefully. However, I told you all those guidelines they have where they can still arrest you.
Okay,
so that's my medical marijuana law.
Great topics
of the week,
BS topics. Hot topics.
I want to talk about hot topics. You know what? I'm really going to take it like a little left. Like, it's not about marijuana. It's not about Ratchet TV. At least not my first one. It's definitely not about Ratchet TV. I just came across this story and I was very upset about it. But it ties into the whole war on drugs crap that the government has going on. A woman was jailed for 3 months due to cotton candy being mistaken for methamphetamine.
Sorry, that's not funny.
3 months. 3 months. Okay, she's now suing the county that arrested her, which is Monroe County, and the three officers who were involved for a wrongful imprisonment as well as violating her civil rights. The lawsuit also includes the company Searchy Acquisition Corp. They're the maker of the field kit that indicated the cotton candy had meth, which was false. She was pulled over in 2016. They say they stopped her due to dark tints, which wasn't a violation. Like in their state, it wasn't against the law. However, where the driver fucked up is they asked, you know, can we search the vehicle? Where, and they said yes. Like, who the fuck's, no, you can't search my car, I'm out of here, I'm not in trouble for nothing, am I free to go, am I being detained, what crime do you suspect me of committing? Anyway, once she consented to the search, that's where they found the cotton candy. And then when they arrested her, the judge set the bail at $1 million, citing that she had an intent to traffic the cotton candy meth. It took them 3 months to go to court to test it and to realize it was just cotton candy. However, she didn't even, when they found out that it wasn't cotton candy, they didn't release her right away. It took 2 weeks. It took 2 weeks for them to release her after they found out that the cotton candy was, in fact, cotton candy and not meth. And I was disturbed. Hello. I had all these questions. Why? How? Like, I don't get it. Like, what where, like, you ruined. And so, you know, she missed, her daughter had a miscarriage during that time, her son's wife had twin sons during that time. She said she had a broken hand that they didn't tend to, and something else I forget that she said they didn't tend to. So she's looking for some money, but this is ludicrous. Like, are you, like, no, now we have to hold these cops responsible. I'm happy she's suing the three cops too. I'm very happy she's suing them too, because they need to learn a lesson. Like, this is ridiculous. This
could have left the lady gone, by the way. She left you search the car and shit, and you still went.
They found cotton candy and they tested it and it came back as meth. That company that they sold the police that kit, they already knew it was faulty kits. They knew that shit was gonna pick up on anything. Y'all want something that's gonna read something for everything that y'all test? I bet you they knew that shit tested positive on their fucking everything. They fucking put it in a cup of water and it says cocaine. I mean, hey, who knows in the state of New York? Shit, we got all type of shit in our water. That was one of my my hot topics of the week. You want to go to yours or you? Because yeah. I don't really have much.
I really don't. That one stood out to me. I really wanted to get into that because I was just like, I would be in there like, I would have lost all the way in the world. I wouldn't have been able to eat. I wouldn't have been able to sleep because I knew it was cotton candy. And I'm sitting in that motherfucking jail cell for some motherfucking cotton candy. And I know it's motherfucking cotton candy. Can you imagine the people that are sitting in there for murder and they know they ain't do shit? Or some motherfucker sitting in there for selling drugs.
Oh, there's a million people like that.
Like, my heart right is now. Broken. Like, y'all just spent a lifetime locked up because mm-hmm. somebody just wanted to be sure they got a... Yeah. They were able to make a arrest and have it on their record that they got the bad guy off the street. Yeah. They framed him up. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the cop that... I think it's in New York. That was caught planting drugs in somebody's car mm-hmm. and they're still gonna let him work as a cop? Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here. You just proved that you lack integrity. There's no, you better be behind a motherfucker.
Yeah, but that's like all of the cops though. Most of them.
You got caught, nigga. You got caught on camera.
And it doesn't matter.
And that's a terrible, terrible
thing. It doesn't matter. That's a scary thing.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's scary.
Yes.
Because these motherfuckers are who we supposed to call for protection.
Terrible.
The fuck I'm going to call you? And you already set motherfuckers up. That don't seem too safe to me. I just figure it out on my own. I'm going to go to something a little bit more lighthearted. Go ahead. Dwight Howard and his transgender girlfriend. Yes.
Listen, guys, I don't understand, okay? Oh, God, I really don't understand how... Listen, you like what you like, you do what you do, you are how you are, you know, I'm, like, but, gosh, like, I'm just like, gosh, wow.
Gosh, wow.
Because, like, wow.
I don't know why the girlfriend had to out him, I guess because the pastor was claiming that he was going to get her killed. Yeah. Because I guess he wanted her to sign an NDA and she wouldn't. So he was like, I'm going to kill you. Because apparently they were all going to sex parties together. Well, I think Dwight was going to sex parties with the pastor. And they were playing transgender prostitutes. You know, for fun. And the girlfriend found out because it was actually his girlfriend. Like, they had a relationship. So she got mad. And so he was like, you know, I don't know if she threatened it to come out or whatever then, and that's why the pastor did it, but that's fucked it. Why go to the police?
The pastor, the basketball player, mm-hmm. and the transgender woman. Mm-hmm. So the pastor and Dwight were getting down. Mm-mm. No, I didn't say they were getting down together. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
you got titties, you look like a girl. I guess I could pretend like... Oh, transgender, so she had the surgery. She had a vagina. Like, is that transgender?
I don't know.
I apologize, guys. I don't know. I mean, I gotta look it up, and I apologize for being ignorant. I apologize.
They'll help us out. Please. If they know.
Please do help us out.
Give us the information. Drop that knowledge in the comments. And educate us. So I thought that was pretty crazy.
His teammates already know and they'll be like, ah, nigga, we told you he was gonna get caught.
I think they did know. Like, I think some of them, because Matt Barnes, the one who was with
Oh, yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Gloria Govan.
Said something like that. Like, that's interesting because I play with him at a certain time and, you know, I have a really funny take on it. Yeah, that's what he said. So, I think some of them knew. And then, isn't that Royce's baby daddy?
Yes.
It is, right?
Yes. It is Royce's baby daddy, and she posted a meme so that people, because she didn't want people to go under her other pictures talking shit about him.
Oh, really?
So she posted a meme so they could come. She's like, and let the comments begin. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll keep that for after the podcast.
Yeah, that's a little crazy. That's a lot to deal with.
Listen,
it sucks that it's in the time of social media. Yeah, be happy. Be happy. Whoever makes you happy.
Because you know, some people, I don't care what you do. You do what you do. But it's tea when you all know the person who's doing it. But hey, do what you gotta do.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is tea when you didn't know all this time. So how do you feel about... Okay, well, I'm going to actually stay on this real quick. Because this male rapist who identifies as a female transferred to a woman's jail and assaulted females in the women's jail.
I read that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wasn't that crazy?
Yes.
How do you... So...
So I started thinking to myself.
Thank you.
So, you know, a lot... You take hormones. I assume even when you do the change with the uptake, you know, with the genital
body
area,
uh-huh.
you still have to take the,
absolutely.
The hormones because
yeah.
you know,
it goes with everything
right.
else.
So I don't know if I hear when you go to jail, you can get your hormones, but I wonder if like there's times when you can't get them and like the testosterone takes over. I don't know. All I want to say is that's real fucked up. They were like, You I don't, how they gonna make sure these things don't happen? Because
well,
a man,
some of his friends said that they don't think that he has the thing where you identify as a transgender. They said that they just know that he dresses up in drag and whatever, but they said they don't think that he really.
So he went.
That's what his friends said too.
So he still had a penis?
Yeah, he's raping girls. Yeah.
I thought like he was using objects.
Stop it.
Is that sexual assault when they use an object?
Yeah, that's different. No, he raped them.
Oh my god. He still had a penis and they let him in a women's jail?
Yeah, because he identified as a woman.
And then saw the girls and was like, oh, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean too fast.
I didn't know that was what you were
saying.
I'm
sorry. It was too soon.
He said, oh, too soon. Too soon. Yeah, that's insane. So, do you think, like, this should affect everyone?
Who has a penis still, yes.
And he had already had, like, other incidents, too, before going to jail, where he...
I want to say, this is my concern, okay, because if he's just dressing like a woman, but he doesn't have the lady parts, or... He's taking the hormones to develop the breast, but he still has a penis. You ever heard of T.S. Madison? And I think, and I hope
yeah.
I'm telling a true story because I feel like this is a story. And if it's not, I apologize. It's a legend.
Oh,
everything is a legend at this time. So, T.S. Madison allegedly went to prison. And you know, T.S. Madison has breasts.
Mm-hmm.
She shaped like a woman, but she still has her penis.
Yeah.
So she had to go to a male prison.
Oh.
Looking like a woman, but having a penis between her legs. But T.S. Madison is shaped like a woman.
Uh-huh.
Her waist, her ass, her legs. Like, she's just a... I don't know if she made it this way, or if, like...
Okay. Is... And I'm saying it because I don't know. I'm saying it not, like, out of ignorance, but it's a real question. Doesn't she like men, though?
Yeah. No, well, listen. So she was saying, like, that they thought... I mean, I don't know in regards, but when I read the story or saw it, I think it was a video I saw. She was like, I'm going to prison looking like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she felt like she should have went to a woman's prison.
I guess
prison.
So. Yes, you're right. When
and
you say that,
she's in there looking like this. She's like, these men are in there.
Sorry.
Shit, she got breasts. She got an ass. They
you're
going
right.
to bypass... I mean, and those who like that, it's like, fuck that. Shit, she look like a woman and got a dick. I'll do it any fucking way. Tell her put her hand on the penis. Take
right.
her from the back. But anyway, I don't know if anything happened to her while she was in it, but
mm-hmm.
just imagine
that was
her looking
yeah.
like that. She was a prime person to be raped.
It's still traumatic. Like,
I guess anybody can be raped in prison, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I guess that's
so that's why I was asking, do you think everybody should have to deal with it?
Right, because like, I felt like she should have gone to a women's prison.
So then, no, you don't think everybody should have to.
Right, this is what I'm saying. This is why I brought it up. I mean, I jumped the gun and I was just like, yes, it should affect everyone. But that when I saw that her video, I was just like, I was talking to my sister and I was like, just, like, wow, she identifies like as a woman. She looks like a woman and she sells a piece, but she looked like a woman. Like, she had fake boobs, had ass, lips. You know?
Yeah, she does. She does. She's pretty. Just correction on the story. It was assault. It wasn't rape.
Okay, he assaulted.
Yeah.
So he might have taken an object. So it was transgendered and I guess she had a vagina. I'll find out. We'll come back to it.
Oh, is my turn?
Yeah, I did too.
I did too?
No, you didn't. You did one topic about that's the one you did.
I did the second one when I brought up another story. I just don't know what it was about because it wasn't on my list. I just randomly brought it up and then we tied into your story. Anyway, I want to briefly touch on... I don't give a fuck.
No,
I'm... Oh, yeah, better be.
Psychopath.
I am sometimes.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
It's so aggressive.
Sometimes.
Chill out.
Oh my God, are we just going to do
take
this?
A pill.
Sometimes, eventually, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, just to... Tekashi...
6ix9ine. Yeah, good. That was on my list.
Has, first of all, for y'all that don't know, he's been arrested. They actually put him in fucking general population in a Brooklyn prison. I don't know. That's what they said. A Brooklyn jail. I don't know.
Yeah, and he actually did. Where was he supposed to go?
Anyway, then now he's in another facility where they quote unquote house witnesses. And he's being brought up on racketeering and a gun charge. And if you guys, I didn't know what racketeering was, so I looked it up, and it's an organized group who run an illegal business or use legitimate businesses to embezzle funds. I guess that's when you're washing the money clean. So the only thing I can think they're tying him into is he was, you know, because he was using the music, he had the music, he was washing the money through his music. That's the only thing, because I'm just like, I'm not happy with this. I know he played around and I just don't believe he's a gangster. I don't even know now, because now they say there was someone in his group who was an informant who recorded him, and they will be bringing that to the front stage, which he's damned and fucked and like...
So in your, I'm asking your opinion on this, do you think when you do music that you should, like in terms of the music that he does, do you think that whatever you talk about you should be about, or you think that it's okay to just talk about it because that's your image and that's what you're trying to portray for the image and to make money?
Oh, okay. So my understanding of the music industry is all of it is an image. None of it is true. So I understand.
Really?
Yeah, that's my perception of it.
So like 50 Cent, who got shot like how many times?
You have a select few who've lived the life, in my opinion.
And do you think that's... Are you just talking
okay, about... Okay, no, the new age. Yes, the new age rappers are, in my opinion, a facade of that life. And in today's world, because, you know, everything is social media, internet, you don't really have to live the life. You can just portray the life. So I feel like, excuse me, he just portrayed the life, but wasn't about that life.
So, when you have people like Bobby, Bobby Smarter, and the GS9, who are all gone in prison now, would you not, like, just, like, you don't have to be, like, smartest tool in the shed to, would you, like, I'm asking, like, your opinion, not, like, what you think, you know, the industry. In your opinion, like, would you use that as a little bit of an example? Like, well, I know this is whatever, I'm trying to get this money, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm not trying to end up in jail. Especially when all the OGs are telling you, every interview you do, every single interview you do, somebody's telling you, now I know this is your shit, blah, 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 but you gotta chill and like now use your talent. Because now you clearly have talent. That's why people love your music, blah, blah, blah. Use the talent because you're there now. Now people love you. You don't got to keep doing all the extra shit. Going and telling niggas suck your dick, going to Chicago, popping, doing all the extra shit. So, like, would you... Bless you. Would you whatever or... Because, I mean, at some point, he could have stopped. Or he could have, like, you know...
I don't contest. I don't contest any of what you're saying. It's all something that an adult... I can't even say that. Maybe he should have taken... I can only say maybe because I'm not... I wouldn't do the things that he did to make the money he made. Mm-hmm. But he chose that route, and I feel like... I didn't follow the crazy part of it, but I hear there was just crazy drama for no reason. Maybe, he needed to, but maybe he was just so caught up in the character he created and he didn't realize. But I'm telling you, his face in the paper, he had it in the paper the other day, and he just looked...
I really like that picture, by the way.
I love that too, picture. But I do. But
I like him, but I think you just get what you deserve.
And to me, that looked like I am fucked. Like, I'm not even about this life. Oh, no, he was in a suit?
No, I'm talking about...
Okay, no, he was in a suit. This picture, he just looked like...
And I mean, you just finished with the rape case and all that stuff. So, you know you have an issue with the law. Why would you taunt people and play like that? People don't play like that. Especially not them niggas. Maybe if you want to play with the streets like that, here or there, because you got your, what is it? And people that protect you, the bodyguards and all that shit, then if you want to take that chance and them niggas be paying them enough to watch your life, then cool. But the cops and shit? Nah. And you knew for a minute them niggas was on your radar because you just finished a rape charge. So, that's where you are. That's kind of...
I just feel for him. For me, it's just I feel for him. It's just wow.
I don't, because that opportunity could have been given to a lot of people who would have appreciated it and actually used it. So, I don't feel bad for him at all. And I really like him.
I do. I hate when the government or their agencies get involved.
And you have a daughter and all this shit. Come on. Grow up. And he's always talking about, I'm a kid. No, you're not a kid.
He's not having the right representation in court.
No, you're not a kid. Not when you have all that money. Yeah, maybe if he was just a regular nigga on the streets. Okay, you're 21.
His lawyer, one of the lawyers that he retained, was recently arrested for smuggling drugs.
Are you kidding me?
To a client in prison.
You kidding me?
Right. So I'm just
I didn't even read that part. That's crazy.
Oh my god, yeah.
That don't look too good for his
ass.
At all.
What? Oh god.
God damn. And the funny part is that the guy that was on, what did we just watch?
Living Hip Hop New York.
The guy with the black one? That's Tekashi's. That's his manager. Whatever.
Oh.
When he's always yelling Trey Wade, that's the guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say he's in jail now. Because he got locked up with the rest of them.
Oh my goodness.
What the hell?
He's
really cute.
I feel for him. I hope he retains a better lawyer. The reason why I don't want him to go away is because there's much greater crimes that are being committed against us by people who you wouldn't even believe, and they get a pass.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. This nigga is on camera after he got into it with Chief Keef's cousin.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. I didn't want to talk about it because I read about it.
So you feel sorry for him, but he's ordering hits on people's
lives? If he did that,
he's on the camera saying, I got a 30 on this nigga's head. What are you talking about? Maybe. If he did it, it's on camera.
But then again, this is when I say a character. What if it was just being... Okay, when you say a camera, he recorded himself?
No. There's mad people around. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just sitting down. Mm-hmm. Some people over there. They're his niggas. You know, hood niggas. They're chilling. Some bitch over there, whatever. He's walking around the car. He's talking to the nigga. You don't even make money like that. You're not even on the charts like that. Blah, 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 blah. You did it, you blah, blah, blah. They're going back and forth, talking shit to each other. They're really going at it. And then he's like, okay, so where are you at? Tell me where you at. Are you at Chief Keef's hotel? Blah, blah, blah. And then when he got off the phone, he's like, I got a 30, da, da, da. But I mean, let's say this. Let's say it was antics or show for da, da, da.
Or just heated a moment talk. You've never. I sat here the other day and said, sometimes I'm scared that I'm gonna take a gun and go and off of emotion.
And guess what?
What?
That's between you and I.
Now the world.
Best friends, sitting in the night, drunk, talking, smoking, whatever. That's not a nigga filming you, and then you tell the nigga, yeah, post that shit. The fuck are you talking? So you think you about to put money on niggas' heads or even play about it, and niggas is about to play with you? No, I'm sending everybody for you. Are you joking? Niggas don't play like that. Even if it's not the feds or police. Now you playing a whole nother ball game. No, that's, you doing too much.
I'm not about that life, so you're explaining things to me.
You're doing too much. People don't play like that. Like, in that life, they don't, that's not play, it's not for play.
Okay. I don't know.
What?
I don't ever want to be about that. I really don't, guys.
What world do people live in where you think you could joke about killing somebody?
I
like,
don't know.
Oh yeah, it's just for fun.
I mean, they joke about killing Trump on a daily.
Well, I don't know if that's a joke. That's different. And he's on my list, actually. That's the next one.
Oh, I don't.
It's not a. It's a funny one, though. It's a funny one. It's not like so serious, but good segue. President Trump is floating the idea of a state TV network for the U.S. that would compete with CNN and report his view of the way we really are, So he says CNN is trash. They don't know what they're doing. They report, like, bad news, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And so he wants to come up with his own TV station for the United States.
He sound like he want to be one of the countries that control what the...
He's
what
retarded.
...the people...
He's crazy.
...see and how they want it to be perceived, because that's the only information coming from... Listen, I don't trust the media at all in any way, shape, or form. I really, really don't. It has nothing to do with Trump. I won't go into it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. But
I don't want to watch shit from Trump. Get the fuck out of here.
I was going to say, what world are we living in, though, where he thinks that we give a fuck about what he thinks and what he has to say? And I know his people do, like, the girls
right,
who are here,
yeah. Like, I think...
So then, please.
I think that...
Have your little TV station.
Enough of the small towns, those Midwest countries, I'm sorry, countries, states. Like, I just feel like, I know I haven't traveled enough to be able to say he doesn't have that many people, but I
oh, no.
So many videos,
but I mean,
with these races, like, they just spur hate, and I just don't understand. I don't, because... I was taught shit about white people, but I don't want to see any of them hurt, kill, maim people,
right.
Them just wiped out.
Right.
I don't want to see, to me, that's, I don't want to see the women and children fucked up, like, but they want to see us like that. They want to burn it.
He's coming up with a child-friendly tear gas for the wall.
There's no fucking child-friendly tear gas. Like,
what
he's terrible for what
about?
They're like, doing at the border right now, and I don't even know what to do, and I feel terrible because I'm just like, You're no better. You're just sitting there letting it happen. Well, what can I do?
I wonder what can I do.
Maybe I need to stop wondering. Before I kill myself, I'm worried about it.
Worried? Like, what the fuck, bitch?
Yes.
I was going to say, that's the president's job, but good luck with that. Okay. Damon Dash and Lee Daniels finally settled.
Had it, but then I took it off.
That's a good one.
I just felt like it was...
Because it was such a big thing when it happened and they got recorded and he was like, I want my money.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. But they said they decided to just deal with it in their own way. Those are not the words. I wish I had better words for it. But
they agreed to drop the matter and pay for their individual lawyer fees. The documents didn't reveal any financial details, but Dash told the site, I'm good, just happy two people from the culture could work things out. I thought that was very grown man of them.
Yes. After the... I don't know. Like, it was real millions. It wasn't like $20.
No, it's $2 million.
Right. Oh my God, how much did I say? I said millions.
Yeah. You're right.
Like, it's just, I guess, maybe if I had millions that I invested in and you didn't.
It's
So the last topic is the Asians. Fixing their hair to be like afros and then cutting the sides so it really looks like...
Fade, trying to fade the sides.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Boom. So how are you feeling about this? Oh, also, did you see the other thing where it was like a craze of the white women going and like making themselves look black?
Yeah, I see.
Like literally.
Black Twitter was exposing them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So how do you feel about that?
I don't understand.
They hate us, but they love us.
Or maybe I do.
What do you understand about that? I don't.
Explain it. Black women often try to emulate... society dictates that the white people are...
Exactly. They've told us that they're beautiful the whole time. So, like, why are they now trying to look like us? So, if we...
Because we're special.
Well, duh. That's a good point. I didn't mean to say duh. That's a good point. You're right.
I'm telling you, on the train, they look at my hair. They're like...
Oh, and you look...
And they really, really are. They're like... I don't...
They want to know. Like, how did it get like that? It's so pretty. And then she has a little... things in there and it looks so pretty that no they do.
I felt like somebody pulled my hair today, but she's like, sorry, but like how did you get my hair to like tug? But anyway.
On her damn.
But anyway, they hate us and they love us. You're right. They just wanna be us. I don't understand it myself. Like we're gonna talk about the Asians who are like Bantu knotting their hair and then
there you go.
Combing it out to have like it, because you know.
To make it like coarse.
Look like, yes.
A little
yes,
coarse.
Make it look coarse and kinky.
Yeah.
And then, like she said, they fade the sides in to make it look like what the young black guys are wearing these days.
Yeah.
And then they take the same brush, the sponge with the holes in it.
Oh, yeah.
Make it even more curly. And I'm looking at this shit. But the crazy thing is like Asians look like us. Their features, meaning their nose.
Sometimes.
And their lips really, really, really are like African, like but they, based on some minor research I did, they were black at one point time.
Yes, if you do the real research,
so,
you can find that information.
Because of their features, and then they do this hair.
I did Uber Eats yesterday, and I dropped off to this guy, and he opened the door, and he was Asian, but he looked like he had a beard, and he was like a little bit brown, and I was like, oh my goodness. Like, how did you get like that? Like, it was just shocking. And he didn't know that I was going to be at the door. So he was like, oh. And then it's like, okay, thank you. I was just like, wow, that's amazing. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. It's nice. But it's a little, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for.
It's cultural appropriation.
That, but I mean, like, it's a little discouraging that everybody wants to treat us like shit or treat us like we're the lowest on the totem pole,
like
but they want to take every, but not only look like us, they want to take our music. They want to have, like, I was watching some commercial and this white girl, it was a really funny commercial, this white girl and she was exercising, but she was singing like a rap song out loud. And it was funny, but it was like, okay, so like, again, you put our music in there because you know everybody loves it again and whatever, and it would be funny to sell it this way, but like, corny. Yeah, it's lame.
To make money.
Shit.
And move forward.
It's lame. Over it. Whatever.
They tell us we're wrong for being this wave. Or that way.
And then go be wrong.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's ludicrous. That's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Because we used that word earlier.
I think it's funny when they go and puff their lips up. I'm telling you. I'm perturbed. Like, listen, first of all, I kissed a white guy once in my whole entire life. And unless I'm not kissing you all again, you gotta have lips. Because it was really weird. He didn't have any lips. And I mean,
so, thank you for listening to...
They were thin. No, they were thin.
That's what Joe does.
And I couldn't... it wasn't... And then the nose. Like,
okay, no, seriously.
The nose... Listen, I'm telling you my experience kissing a white guy.
You're being rude, though.
I'm not being rude. I couldn't get... Like, there was a difficult kiss. No lips, and I have a big nose, and he had a big long nose, so it's like, where, like, I'm telling you, I wish you were there that night. You would have just been like, TJ, I look so funny. And he was an older gentleman.
I would have loved to be a fly on the wall that night.
We had fun. Oh, I had a good time. He spent money that, like, he wanted to show off. He gave the bartender a $100 tip. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Put that $100 in the
right.
Shit.
I did all the work. I'm sitting here talking to you.
Right.
Oh gosh, now they're going to say I'm a prostitute.
Yeah. What? You know, I said talking to. I didn't say I put my pussy on your mouth.
God.
And even then, pass over way more than $100. Okay, let me stop.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed.
I surely do.
This first episode of us coming back.
Mary Jane.
It's been a little...
Two Mary Jane's High and BK podcast.
Okay, that's the page, guys. I'm going to change it. It's going to be a number two in the front now. So, Two Mary Jane's High and BK. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Smart.
It could just be Mary Jane's High and BK.
No, that's lame. Because there's two of us. Oh, so.
Maybe seven of us.
There is not. It's not going to be
one of you and six of me.
We'll have some guests, but no. When we go to the parties, we can maybe interview and get some people.
Like, I'm trying my best.
We are still recording, and you're talking about itching your boobs.
Yes, itching.
We're trying to end out the show, and you're like, guys, I apologize. I know this is...
Since, like, 7 o'clock this morning,
we love you.
I had a bra on.
And we will be back.
Boobs free.
Next week.
See you soon, guys. Stephanie.